Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Are you a farmer, rancher, or forest landowner who's experienced discrimination in USDA's farm lending programs before 2021? You may be eligible for assistance through USDA's Discrimination Financial Assistance Program. Applications close October 31st. To learn more, visit www.22007apply.gov or visit the North Edmond Program Office, 2524 North Broadway, Suite 312, North Edmond, Oklahoma.
Cattle producers at Superior Livestock's Labor Day video auction, Wednesday and Thursday, September 6th and 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. both days. 62,360 head, 14,000 feeder steers, almost 11,000 feeder heifers, 17,000 weaned calves, over 11,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, Oklahoma is still on track to have widespread, good, high-speed internet throughout the state within the next 5 years. I had the opportunity to visit with OSU's Brian Whitaker, who's also on the state's Broadband Expansion Council, who gave us the latest update.
So some of your listeners may have heard over the past week or so that we did get some additional broadband funding through the FCC program, or I'm sorry, the USDA Reconnect through rural development. And that went to a couple of cooperatives really all across the state. But I think the bigger news is that there is a big chunk of money coming late this year and into early 2024.
Also, something brand new, the new broadband map where Oklahomans can find their location and see what service looks like in their area.
And our state Oklahoma Broadband Office just released a map of what they're calling the unserved and underserved locations, the places that really need that broadband infrastructure. And I think you had a chance to play with it. It's pretty cool. You can go in there and actually find your own building and what it says is the service that it provides. So that's kind of the neat thing. We're looking at about almost $400 million that should be released by the end of this year through our broadband office, and another almost $800 million that's coming out in 2024. So we really are hopeful that all these places without good broadband are going to get them in the coming 3 to 5 years. If you look at the actual data on this, it shows that we have about 1.6 million buildings, either residential or business buildings across Oklahoma. And of those, the data shows there's about 150,000 that have no official broadband provider at all.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this cool broadband map. It's interactive. So if our producers want to go on there and kind of see where they fall internet-wise, what are the steps to do that?
Sure. So the Oklahoma Broadband Office is the place to start, and that's just oklahoma.gov/broadband. And then there is on there, there's an Explore Maps page, and you can find this Oklahoma Broadband Office map, and you open that guy up, and it's literally just a picture of Oklahoma. And you'll see a chart there, and it shows the number of, again, buildings, whether those are residential buildings or business buildings or agricultural facilities that are classified as either served, meaning they have good broadband, underserved, which means they have some broadband but slower speeds, or completely unserved. And you can, again, like you said, it's interactive. You can click and only look at the ones that are unserved, and you see all these, a lot of red house buildings popping up in, again, different counties, different parts of the state. You can limit your analysis to a single county if you want to.
If you'd like to hear my complete conversation with Brian Whitaker, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Cattle producers at Superior Livestock's Labor Day video auction, Wednesday and Thursday, September 6th and 7th. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network, Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Superior Sunrise at 7:30, video auction at 8 a.m. both days. 62,360 head, 14,000 feeder steers, almost 11,000 feeder heifers, 17,000 weaned calves, over 11,000 calves on cows.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.